personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dykewood Mills. Dykewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 2,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people, full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dykewood Mills. That draws us to you.
There comes a time we must heed a certain call, and we must come together and preach.
We must share the word of God to every boy and girl. We must show the great love of God.
See, we can go on pretending day by day that there is no life after this life.
We can see the people go, they're dying every day. Did they know our Savior Jesus Christ?
We are the church, we are His people.
From hell,
as God showed us by dying on the cross,
so we all must give our lives to Him.
We are the church, we are His people, we are the ones who know the Word of God, so let's start.
And there's a choice we've got to make, to shine the light of God. It's true, man.
Now you may think that school is so fun and you can do anything you want. Playing the fool, sleeping around with pornography, homography. Now you may think it's so fun. You may think you're all alone, but you need to ask yourself, is my name in the book of life?
Whether you are rich or poor, you need to give in your life, give in your life. Whether you are old or young, you've got to give in your life, give in your life. Jesus Christ says, give in your life, give in your life. Jesus Christ says, give in your life.
Boy, your love is the greatest love. But I came here to tell you about the greater love of Jesus Christ. And you may think it's okay. You may think you're all the way. But you need to ask yourself, is my name in the book of life?
Whether you are rich or poor, you need to give in your life.
Hey.
Give in your life.
Hey.
Whether you are old or young, you've got to give in your life. Give him your life.
I said,
Jesus Christ says, give him your life. Give him your life. Jesus Christ says, give him your life. You need to give. You've got to give.
Tell them one more time. You need to give.
You need to give.
You've got to give.
You've got to give.
I said, give your life to him.
Give your life to him.
Now you may think that the girl that you love is the sweetest girl with the greatest love. But I came here to tell you about the greater love of Jesus Christ. And you may think it's okay. And you may look the other way, but you need to ask yourself, is my name in the book of life?
Whether you are rich or poor, you need to give in your life.
Hey.
Give in your life.
I said,
whether you are old or young, you've got to give in your life. Give
Jesus
in your life.
Said,
Jesus Christ says, give in your life. Give in your life.
I said,
Jesus Christ says, give in your life. Give him your life. Whether you are old or young, you've got to give him your life.
I said,
give him your life. Jesus Christ says, give him your life. Give him your life. Jesus Christ says, give him your
green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful God.
To myself.
people dancing, praising God. And I think to myself, what a wonderful church. Words of life, words of hope, and I think to myself, what a wonderful church.
Amen. How many of you are having a great time? Well, I'm so excited to announce to you that aside from the word of God, amen. And ladies and gentlemen, once again, we are privileged to hear from our Father. So have you excited? Make your loudest noise. Let's welcome Bishop Dagon Mel.
Lord has given, oh, I see the light, oh, I see the light. Hallelujah. Father, thank you for the blessedness of this hour and this moment. We are grateful in the name of Jesus. And everyone said, amen. You may be seated. And now, tonight, I want to share with you about flowing with the anointing. Hallelujah. Now, when we talk about flowing with the anointing, it is about flowing with the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit is, what do you call it, a spirit. And spirits are some of the most difficult things to flow with. Because we are physical. We are spirits, but we are trapped in bodies. And because of that, we are often unable to relate with the spirit world. All right? Now, the spirit world, imagine the demon of Gadara, which had a legion of devils. How many is that? 6,000. In one person. So it means that 6,000 can fit in to one person. What do you think? Huh? It's wild. So what this shows us is that evil spirits require very little space. Very little space. But a whole spirit requires very little space because a legion is made up of 6,100 foot soldiers and 726 horsemen. So where are the 726 horses going to fit? 726 spiritual horses. Now horses can be spiritual because if you remember the horses that came for Elisha. They were not physical horses because they took him to heaven. Well, they split them up and went up. Then the chariots, then Elisha went up. So these are spiritual horses. All right? So they are spiritual horses. 726 spiritual horses with riders. And 6,100 soldiers, all spirits. So it shows you they don't need much space. So it means in a room, there could be over 250,000, if you are going by that calculation. The point I'm trying to make is that spirits are not so easy to understand. And the Holy Spirit is equally not so easy to understand and relate with. So just briefly, we are looking at how to flow with the Holy Spirit. And it's just a relaxed service. We are just happy with ourselves. Flowing with the Holy Ghost. Amen. So, one of the things that the Holy Spirit is likened to, so that you can relate with, is a mantle. All right? So, in 1 Kings 19, it says, so he departed, in verse 19, so he departed thence and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen. And he ran after, and with he with it by him, all right, and cast his mantle upon him. And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, let me, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow thee. And he said unto him, go back again, for what have I done to thee? And he returned back from him and took a yoke of oxen and slew them and boiled their flesh with the instruments of the oxen and gave unto the people, and they did eat. Then he arose and went after Elijah and ministered unto him. All right. This right here is a wonderful little passage. Elijah had been sent to go and anoint Elisha in his room. Okay? So in 1 Kings and verse 19, he said he passed by and he saw Elisha. Is that not amazing? Elisha plowing with a field. Amazing. And he threw his mantle on him, but he didn't say anything. Are you there? Amazing. Not a word spoken. All right? And right there, Elisha knew what it meant. In 1 Kings chapter 19 and verse 14, he said, I have been jealous for the Lord. He was explaining to God what he was doing in the wilderness. And he said, people are not supporting me in the ministry. So he was tired of the church work. And the Lord said, okay, no problem. Go and anoint Hazael to be king of Syria. Then in verse 16, go and anoint Jehu to be the king of Israel. Then anoint Elisha, the son of Shaphat of Abel-Meholah, shall thou anoint. Notice the word anoint. You shall anoint to be prophet in thy room. All right? So then he passed by. His work was to go and anoint Elisha. Now, instead of taking oil, he took his mantle. All right? And passed by without speaking a word. All right? And then cast his mantle upon him. Are you with me? And then he left the oxen and ran after him and said, I pray thee. You see, all the assumptions of this scripture must be understood. The assumptions are that you have called me and anointed me to be prophet by casting your mantle on me. That's what it means. It has a meaning. He didn't say, why do you hire? Didn't you see I'm working? Why do you throw this thing on me? Do you know what I'm doing here? You think we are not working here? Here we work. You just prophesy. No. He understood the meaning of that mantle very, very clearly. Didn't ask any question. Rather, he didn't even say thank you. He rather asked for permission to please inform his parents about what he's doing. Is it not amazing? By what? A mantle being cast on you by a fellow human being. And a mantle is like a piece of cloth or a shawl or a scarf or anything really that you put on made of cloth. Do you see? So how did he come by this knowledge? He came by this knowledge because it was common knowledge and an understanding of the spirit, which is a little lost on us modern people, that cloth and material, you know, carries the power of God, not stick or wood or iron, but material. Yeah. If we understood this, we would be a bit more careful about clothes. You know, you have people like Princess Diana. She had 10 houses. Her wardrobe was as big as 10 terraced houses in the UK. Terraced houses was her wardrobe of clothes. Have I said something wrong? Will you dissociate yourself from what I'm saying? What is a terraced house? Those of you who have lived in the UK, what is a terraced house? The ones that are joined together. There's no gap between the houses. That's terraced. And they look the same. Yeah. That was how big her wardrobe was. Now, her clothes were auctioned. And I think there are still some of them that are available. I don't know how much. You can Google it. Paula, check for me. How much is one of Princess Diana's dresses for sale? If you understood the anointing, is the man of God's clothes would be the ones that are on auction. It's true. Not Princess Diana. That is what will be more valuable. Yes. Amazing. True. So the anointing is, how to flow with the anointing is to flow with the different, have you found the price? It's not yet up? Okay. It's to flow. You found one? Which one is that? 860,000 pounds. 860,000 pounds. For one dress. Is there a way of giving it to the guys on stage? I need you to put a picture of one of the dresses. That is 860,000 pounds. It's about $1 million for one dress. She had 10 houses of such dresses. Amazing. Clothes. Are you still there?
Yes.
Today I just have a few scriptures and we are done. I pray for you and you believe and you go. Amen. Have you got a picture? I'm waiting. Valuable clothes. 860,000 pounds. One dress. Now, Mark chapter 5, verse 25. I'm talking about what people knew for sure. A certain woman which had an issue of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all she had and was nothing bettered but rather grew worse. By the way, if you are part of humanity, you will need a miracle at one time or the other of your life. And you will believe in miracles even if you don't believe in miracles. Yes. That's what Catherine Kuhlman always said. She said, if you are part of humanity, you will one day need a miracle. These are her words exactly. I listened to her many times. And she will always say, if you are part of humanity, one day you will need a miracle. If you are part of us on earth, if you are not one of us, you don't need a miracle. So it's good to learn how to believe in miracles.
Amen.
Now, verse 27. And it says, and when she heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind and touched his garment. You see, I'm talking about people who have some knowledge that they assume. There's some assumptions. Assumptions like, oh, if he's healing, and if God is using him, then his garments are anointed.
Oh.
Yes. It's one of the ways to flow and relate with the Holy Spirit. If God is using him and he's anointed, then his garments are anointed. Yes. You know, one day I was listening to Bishop Oyedepo and he spoke about Kenneth Copeland came somewhere and went to sleep somewhere. When he slept there, he came and asked, where did he sleep? Where did he sleep? And went to sleep there, where he, on the bed that he slept there. Don't change anything, I want to sleep. And he said, something happened, I forget the exact detail. Yeah. So where did he sleep? And he said one day, Kenneth Copeland came to him, you know, and put a, what do you call it, on him. And he believes in the same level of wealth. He said his hangar or his aircraft is just like Kenneth Copeland's hangar in America. A hangar is where you keep your aircraft. Yes. He said this is like America, the hangar where his aircrafts are. I'm talking about relating with the Holy Spirit and being able to tap into the Holy Spirit. There are people who believe things. And this woman, Elisha was one. And Elisha, by the way, is probably, apart from our Lord, perhaps one of the most anointed people that ever lived. Because he had a double portion of Elijah, by the way. You know, and Jesus said there was no one greater than John the Baptist. And then Elisha had times two of that. And he's the best example of a catcher of anointing. You know, and the first thing was his understanding of that cloth that was thrown on him, that this is what it means. This is what it means. I don't even have to ask, so when or was it means I must come. It means I'm going. It means that's the end of my farming. It means there's no more discussions. That's what it means. You see, the more secular you are, and the less you believe in things that are clearly in the Bible, the less you will experience miracles. Your life will only be logical, like how you experience things in school. From here, you go here. From here, this happens. From there, this happens. From this, that happens to that. That's all your life will be. But if your life is to take on a supernatural element, you must start to believe in supernatural things as they are written in the Bible. Amen. Yeah. Faith for a princess. That's it. Midnight Velvet is being sold for 1,860,000 pounds. Huh? 240,000. Yeah. This one, Travolta, was 240,000. If we believed in the anointing, the clothes of an anointed person will be the most expensive element. Yes. Now, back to this woman with the issue of blood. She said in herself, if I may but touch the hem, she came behind and touched his garment. If I may but touch his clothes, if I can touch his clothes. Now, somebody will ask, but there are people who touch the anointed's clothes all the time and they are not getting blessed. It depends. You see, not everybody who a mantle was cast on would have understood it as, it means my life of farming, agriculture is finished. It means I am a servant. And he followed Elijah to go and serve him, not to become a prophet. He even knew that it meant you have to serve. That's also what he knew. So spiritual people, and God selected and mentioned his name, the son of Shaphat. It's basically that guy is the one you are going to put this thing on. Nobody else. He knows, he has a respect for the anointing. He values it. He values anointing. He knows what happens when the anointing is there. He knows what it means. I mean, he admires it. He's ready to pay the price. He's a hard worker because the anointing makes you work hard. Yeah. So all that is wonderfully part of being anointed. So back to the woman. She said, if I can touch his clothes. Clothes. If I just touch any of his clothes, I shall be made whole. You know, one day, somebody who worked for me in my house came to a crusade. And he was surprised when he saw me there. Because in the house, I don't shout. I don't talk. I'm just quiet. I watch television. I sleep. and I eat. That's all. So when he came to the crusade and he saw what was happening there, he was amazed. Is it the same person? Yes. So, it depends on how you see things. You are going to be anointed accordingly. So somebody said, where did he sleep? I want to sleep there. Wow. You may have said, make sure you change the bed sheets. Somebody has come to sweat in the bed. But somebody may say, I want that sweat. Amazing. All right. Continue. If I may touch his clothes, not his body, clothes. For she said, if I touch his clothes, I shall be made whole. Then, straight away, the fountain or the origins of the blood was dried up. And she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Healing is coming to you tonight in Jesus' name. Verse 13. And Jesus immediately, this is the best story for understanding the power of God. Jesus immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my shoes? Who touched my walking stick? Who touched my hat? Who touched my clothes? Amazing. This is the King James Version of the Bible. Verse 31. Beautiful. It's saying and explaining it. I don't need to talk much. And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? They said, who touched me? And Jesus said, who touched my clothes? They said, who touched me? And Jesus said, who touched my clothes? Verse 32. And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. And the woman, fearing and trembling, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith. You see, I am teaching you tonight to believe in mantles and aprons and handkerchiefs and clothes and garments. I'm telling you, believe in such things. And she said, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Hallelujah. Yeah. Is it wonderful? Wonderful. Is it marvelous? Is it fantastic? Wow. Beautiful. Now, Acts chapter 9. Acts chapter 19. Verse 11. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. Amen. The hands of Paul. So that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs. Handkerchiefs. From his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs and aprons, and the diseases departed. Because when the disease saw the handkerchief coming, he said, hey, I can't stay here again. Whatever wicked thing is planted in your house, when it sees the mantle, it will depart in Jesus' name. Death cannot stay with you after tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. And the evil spirits went out when they saw the handkerchief coming. When they saw the person coming with the handkerchief, the demon said, we better move now, because an anointed handkerchief is being brought to the house. Is it not amazing? Am I reading the Bible or I'm not reading the Bible to you? I love it. Demons recognize anointed garments. Demons recognize anointed garments. Demons recognize anointed garments. Demons recognize anointed garments. When they saw the diseases and this, by the way, there is almost nothing negative in your life, which is not connected to a demon. Like there is almost nothing financial, spiritual, physical that is not good, that you don't like, that's not linked to some demon activity. No matter what it is, it's an evil spirit. I remember clearly Yonggi Cho, you know, it came to my mind, I'll just share it, when he said he was having a lot of problems with his wife. And then he heard some scream, some noise, and something went out of the house. And then after that, there was peace. Wow. Hardly is there anything that is not, like something that is not good, negative, whatever. Jesus appeared to Kenneth Hagin one evening. He was in a pastor's house with this pastor, and the pastor was in great difficulty, but the pastor had not told him the problem that he was having, because the pastor's wife had left him and he was alone in the house with his daughter. So Kenneth Hagin was, I believe, an invited preacher for that occasion. And instead of staying in hotels, they were staying in the pastor's house. So in the evening, when they were going to bed, the daughter, the three of them were sitting at the table. You know, there are many kitchens, you know, in certain places. You have a table. You can sit in the kitchen and eat. Yeah, the way it is. So they were sitting there and they were eating. He said they were having a glass of milk and a sandwich. Yes. So the daughter said to him, tomorrow I have to go to school. So if daddy can pray with me or whoever. So he said, let Brother Hagin pray for you. And as soon as they knelt down, he disappeared into a cloud. And there was Jesus standing there. And Jesus told him. But to cut a long story short, because this vision was about 1.5 hours, Jesus told him that any time, because the man's former wife had come back to town, and she had heard that he was either going to marry or going to marry somebody else, because she had left him. So he told that she was coming to make a big trouble, to embarrass the man and cause a problem. Yeah. And the Lord said to him, anytime a pastor is, a man of God is harassed or intimidated, embarrassed, humiliated, attacked, accused, you don't have to pray to know. This is demons that are working. Yes. Then he told him in the vision, tell my friend. He called the man who was divorced. He said, tell my friend. The man who was divorced said, tell my friend this. And he told him. So, almost everything that is negative, harassment, struggle, fighting, opposition, difficulty, physical, spiritual, has some kind of demon activity. Yeah. So, the diseases and evil spirits are often in the same sentence or in the same verse. Almost always. So when the handkerchief came, whether it's disease or evil spirits, they all move. And they don't want the anointing. That's why Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to heal. Anointing heals. Anointing breaks bondages. And tonight, anything that is chaining you down, I declare it broken in Jesus' name. All right? Beautiful. Beautiful. So, anointing is, you can relate with it if you can relate with the garment. That's all I'm trying to say. You can relate with it if you can relate. And this woman could relate with it. And it was so wonderful and so beautiful. Now, as we get towards the end of my little sermonette, you need to now go into Exodus chapter 29 and verse 21. Notice this, because God is going to anoint somebody here. You know, there are a few times that I felt that God told me to put my jacket on somebody. Yes. Those who believe in such things experience great things in their lives. It says, thou shalt take of the blood that is on the altar and of the anointing oil and sprinkle it upon Aaron and upon his garments. You see, you sprinkle it upon his garments and upon his sons and upon the garments of his sons with him. And he shall be hallowed. You see, he is going to be transformed into a hallowed person. And his garments. Wow. His garments. Of his sons with him, he shall be hallowed, and his garments will also be hallowed. So it is not the person. This is what the woman with the issue of blood knew. And this is what, because they're all Israel, this is what Elisha knew. He knew that the man is hallowed, and his garments are also hallowed.
That's right.
Yeah. Put it back there. His garments, you put the oil and spring, you put the blood that is upon the altar. You always need blood before oil, because blood washes your sins. I mean, there is no anointed person who doesn't need washing with blood. The high priest, everybody, you need to be cleansed. Don't think too much about your faults. Then you take the anointing oil and sprinkle it on Aaron and upon his garments. Wow. And upon his sons and upon the garments of his sons with him. And he shall be what? Hallowed. It's like, whatever hallowed means, it's like he is transformed into a powerhouse of God's grace. But not only him. His garments also shall be hallowed. And his garments are also transformed into a power container of God's grace. He shall be hallowed, and his garments and his son's garments shall be hallowed. He will be hallowed and his son's garments hallowed. I want you to respect. You see, if you want to relate with the anointing, you know, one of the things that, like, some people have heard me teaching about how I was listening to preaching and then I became anointed. One of the negative side effects of that story is that it can transfix you into one way of receiving the anointing, because that's what happened to me. I never expected it to happen to me. I was in Suhum. I wasn't praying for anointing. I wasn't expecting, as much as I'm not expecting to become an astronaut, I wasn't expecting to be anointed. But that's what happened to me. So every time I tell that story, it may make you to think to yourself, that is the way, that the only way, or the way that you may be anointed. But I've been anointed more than once. I've been anointed more than once. I can remember a number of occasions, because no one is anointed only once. That's why this morning I was talking about primary barrenness and secondary barrenness. Because you need to be anointed again. Jesus, the disciples were filled with the Spirit 3 times in the New Testament. When before Jesus ascended, or before Jesus, before the day of Pentecost, he breathed on and said, receive the Holy Ghost. The second time, that was the first time. The second time was on the day of Pentecost, in Acts 2, when the Holy Spirit fell on them. They began to speak in tongues. And the third time was in Acts 4, when they were gathered and they were praying. They said, oh Lord, why do the heathen rage and the people threaten? Lord, send your power. And the Bible says they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. That was the third time that it was being mentioned. These same people are being filled again. So nobody is anointed just once. Usually, you keep needing to be anointed and you keep having different encounters with God as you go along. Yeah. People are suffering from secondary barrenness or secondary infertility. That's, they have one child and then they become barren. Yeah. I know a lot of people who go for fertility tests, fertility examinations, and many fertility treatments, even though they have a child. Sometimes 2 children, and they are going seriously for fertility treatment because they have become barren after giving birth. Yeah. You know, one time I was with a brother and he had 1 child. Then he said, oh, me, I don't want any child again. I said, don't say that, it will happen. And they were struck with barrenness. That was it. Never again. Yeah. So, you shall take the oil and anoint, amen, his sons, and on the garments. So the person becomes hallowed. An anointed person is anointed, but his garments are also anointed. You have to believe that. And I'm saying that maybe in your life, there may be a special anointing that may come to you through a garment. Yeah. This is clearly one of the things that is happening. Yeah. 29. Verse 29. And the holy garments of Aaron shall be his sons after him. To be anointed therein and to be consecrated in them. So the sons were to be anointed in the clothes or with the clothes. When you wear the clothes, you are anointed. The holy garments of Aaron shall be his sons. Now, don't misunderstand me and say, oh, Bishop is preaching that his clothes are very valuable and that you should have his clothes. Don't misunderstand the message. I'm showing you something. If ever some reason falls upon you that you ever get the anointed garments of an anointed person, so be it, but it's not likely. Right, back to 29. The holy garments of Aaron shall be his sons after him. His sons. It's for the sons. The sons. Yeah. To be anointed therein. You're anointed in the clothes. And you are consecrated in the clothes. You are dedicated to God in those clothes. I believe that in the spirit, an anointed person is wearing something. Do you remember the man who died, the rich man? He could see, he could remember, he had a tongue, that means he had a head, he had hands to dip his fingers in water, cool his tongue. So the spirit is also being described as a being, a person. And that spirit is probably wearing clothes. Mosasono, Bishop Mosasono, is one of the best examples that I remember when he gave the testimony of how he became anointed. The church that he is pastoring now was started by somebody, a missionary. And the man decided to hand over the church to him. So he handed over a very, very small church and group and decided to pray for him. So he prayed for him. But he said that as the man prayed for him in the church, he felt something like a mantle or a cloak or like a jacket or something being put on him. Yes. You know, you cannot do much unless there is something that is there. You cannot do much. I'm telling you, you will be using physical strength. Are you with me? Look, financial things is also related to the anointing. Yes, financial, finances. The finances that I can call upon, if it was not for the power of God, I can never call upon that kind of money. Never. The projects and the churches, all my projects are churches that we are doing. If there's no power, there is no way. People don't realize and recognize it. Even Ghana, as Ghana has come and we see, oh, there's a change in government, there's going to be change, let me tell you, if there is no divine intervention, you can change the face that you see on television 20 times a year. And there is not going to be change. Yes. That is why I find people who are very dogmatic about their politics and spiritual. Because you can't see beyond. You can't see beyond the realities. If God's power is not there, you have nothing. It's the blessing of the Lord that makes a person rich. I'm telling you. Exodus 40, verse 12. Exodus. Thou shalt bring Aaron and his sons to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation and wash them. with water, which is like preaching the word of God to them. And verse 13, and thou shalt put upon Aaron the holy garments and anoint him. Wow. Yes. Put on him these clothes and anoint him and sanctify him. So when that cloak is on me, I'm anointed and I'm sanctified to minister and be careful. I can tell you, you are going to die and you will die. It's true. Because it may be a prophecy. I'm speaking under the anointing. And I can tell you, live. And you will live. Amen. That is why in Ezekiel, the Lord said to the prophet, speak to the bones. Like have a conversation with, say something to them. Because what you say to them is going to affect the bones. Say something to the bones. Hallelujah. And finally, Psalm. Yeah, look at that. Beautiful. Say, that says the Lord. And to the bones. No. Prophesy to the bones. Or preach to the bones. So he anoints you to speak to things that are not working. So that they work. Yeah. Speak to the bones. Whatever is bony in your life, I prophesy that it's coming alive in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Finally, Psalm 133. Psalm 133. Behold, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard. I better get myself a beard. Even Aaron's beard. That went down to the skirts of his garments. Hallelujah. You see, the anointing goes through the clothes. Yes. So you must treasure it. It's like the precious ointment that went down to the skirts. Verse 3. Beautiful. As the dew of Hermon and the mountains. For there, the Lord commanded the blessing. Even life forevermore. A blessing is commanded in your life today in Jesus. Do you believe in such things? So today, whatever has resisted you for a long time is bowing because of the mantles of the Lord in your life. We are not trying to become spooky. Or bringing ritualism and rituals and artifacts. We are trying to believe in the word of God. I personally believe that my clothes are anointed. Oh yes. There are times I've given something I'm wearing to somebody for a reason. Oh yes. I said, take it and wear it. Oh yes. There are times that people have been sick. I take my shirt. I say, take this. Wear it. And the demons go. Whatever is demonic in your life. Harassments. Intimidations. Accusations. Oppositions. Double crossing. Treachery. It is crushed by the anointing that is coming to your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. 1 Samuel chapter 10. Then Samuel took a vial and poured it on his head and kissed him. Amen. Is it not because the Lord has anointed you to be captain? Tonight you are anointed to be a captain. Be receiving your blessings, oh. You are anointed to be a captain. Leadership grace is from God. Do you remember? The Bible says, by me princes reign and kings decree justice. Without God's wisdom, you can never be a good leader. There are many people who see me, even now when they see me, they can't recognize me as a leader. They don't recognize me because of my color, because I look like a half caste. I am a half caste and I have no apologies for that. And they don't recognize the traditional Ghanaian chieftaincy style leadership, which I don't carry myself in. I don't carry myself in that style. So it's the works they see that makes them reckon with it, that what is this person doing? Yeah. 1 Samuel 10. Is it not because he poured the oil, kissed him? It is because the Lord has anointed thee. Verse 2. When thou hast departed from me today, thou shalt find two men, and they will say, the asses which thou wentest to seek. You know, problems, you wouldn't look, many problems, you wouldn't link it to a spiritual root. Asses, donkeys, a spiritual. And the solution was the anointing. You are declared a recoverer of all lost issues and lost cases and lost things in your life in the name of Jesus. Whatever you have lost, whatever has been lost to you and you regret losing it, God is restoring it back to you in the name of Jesus. Verse 3. Beautiful. Then shalt thou go on forward. Anyone who is standing still in your life, like it is not moving forward, today marks the beginning of moving forward. You are moving forward. Those who have neither friend nor beloved are finding both friend and beloved. Those that have found beloved have entered into engagements. Those that have been able to engage are moving into marriage. And those that are married are moving forward into happiness. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Thou shalt go on forward. Forward, forward, forward. Nothing in your life will go back again from today in Jesus' name. Nothing will go back again after tonight. Give me the handkerchiefs. Put it here. No. Go back. Yeah, put it here. I'm going to pray over these handkerchiefs. Everybody is going to get one. When you go home with this handkerchief, whatever was tormenting you in the house, it will bow to you in the life of Jesus Christ. Yes? Whatever resists you, it resists you always, always resisting you, always resisting you. It is cast today in Jesus' name from the roots. In the mighty name of Jesus. Back to 1 Samuel. And then you will go forward and you will see somebody carrying 3 kids, which are goat's meat. A nice type that you like. Somebody here, what you like has been taken away. But tonight, by the power of the anointing, what you like is going to be given back to you in Jesus' name. And then you are going to meet another person carrying 3 loaves of bread and another carrying a bottle of wine. Wherever your daily bread comes from, wherever it comes from, I declare a blessing of multiplication. Multiplication. Do you know something that happened to me a couple of days ago? I was praying. And I was really, excuse me to use the wrong word, tormenting the Lord with John 14, verse 13 and 14. I wasn't allowing him to take my attention from that verse. He says, whatsoever you ask in my name, not that I will give it to you, I will do it. I will do it. I will do what you are asking. Then verse 14, only verse 14. Only verse 14. If you ask anything in my name, I'll do what you are asking. What you are asking, I'll do it. Then suddenly, I had a vision. And I saw Jesus laughing. You know, because I said something. I won't say what I said. I said something. And I brought his mind to something. And suddenly I saw that he was laughing. He's like, I've said something. Everybody was hearing what I was saying. Tonight, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. I will do it. I will do it. I will do it. Hallelujah. Oh, these are anointed. 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 In Jesus' name. Back to 1 Samuel. Then you will meet another person carrying a bottle of wine. Listen. Not only are you going to have what you need, But what gives you pleasure? What gives you pleasure is being carried from heaven into your hand in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Anointed. 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 In Jesus' name. Verse 4. And they will salute thee. You know, as I have cast many times, I've been stopped just like any other person at the road checks, roadblocks. They used to say, "Hey, Obroni." But now, they salute. Whatever despisement you have been experiencing in your life, whatever despisement you have been experiencing in your life, and rejection, people throw you away, people ignore you, from today, God is turning it around. You will no more be forgotten in the equation. Receive it in Jesus' name. You'll no more be rejected anymore. You'll be respected. Receive the spirit of respect and the spirit of honor. You'll be saluted in Jesus' name. And I declare to you, your position is declared a stable position. You'll never be in an unstable situation again in Jesus' name. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Verse 5. And thou shalt come to the hill of God. Hallelujah. And thou shalt meet a company of prophets. Hallelujah. And they shall prophesy. God is going to use you to prophesy. Hallelujah. Verse 6. And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them. What you pray for, you will receive it. I prayed, you know, Lord, show me things in advance. There are many things God showed me in advance. Many. In the last three elections, which is 12 years, I always knew who was going to win. Yeah, I knew. You can ask the people who are close to me. Even when it didn't make sense to my head. I attended a funeral. When I saw the body, I've seen exactly, and woke up at 3 a.m. and I saw that body, and it was right there. I attended this funeral. So, the anointing, he said, is going to come and you will join them to prophesy through the Spirit of God upon you. You will know things. Yes. Be blessed with foreknowledge. Be blessed with foreknowledge. Be blessed with foreknowledge. You are prophesying in Jesus' name. And above all, thou shalt be turned into another man. Shando Sande Palamege Maramala Sando Betalamara Le Pradele Shumege Sembele Bele Kitolo La Dego Sagele Grebo Le Jigle Banabre Zemegolo Nomo Zandelebe Mante Debala Dama Zomberele Meketa Yeba Leba Deba Dabala Dubulo Shembele Rema Deme Zendele My Telebarekama Transformation Shembara Makata Balabara Badadose Transformation Transformation, 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 transformation is happening in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Take that. Pour it. No, no. Acts 19. Handkerchiefs and aprons were brought. Is this enough for everybody? I will not pray for anything that is not. These are all brand new handkerchiefs that we bought for you. No, bring that. Bring it. Leave it there. Leave it there. Stretch out your hands. Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your power that goes into these handkerchiefs. Thank you. For miracles, supernatural stories, testimonies, miracle power, healings, good news, breaking of chains, supernatural entry to rooms and offices, supernatural entry into castles, fortified dungeons, supernatural access to treasures. Supernatural access to places hidden from view. The blessing of the Lord. The blessing of the Lord. The healing power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, my Father. You have done a wonderful work. I praise you. I thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Lift up your hands and give God praise for your faith. Your faith will not be disappointed. You will never be disappointed. According to your faith, when you take this handkerchief to your house, Satan himself will rush out of the door in the name of Jesus. As you put this handkerchief in your pocket, every demon power that has been working on you is broken in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Please go back to your seats. Now come and put it back in the buckets. And the ushers are going to bring it round. Everybody take one of these anointed handkerchiefs. Everybody will get one. If you don't want, you don't take it, please. And only one each. Shandola baka baranda la baba. Sit down, ashes. Yes. We just have five. We don't need all the ashes. All the ashes should go and sit down. I think the pastors, bring the ashes, bring it back. Pastors should carry it. Share it. Ashes, thank you. Take your seat. Pastors, you can help too. Everybody can take one. Ha! Shondala baka barada. Exodus 29:29. The holy garments of Aaron. Just take one quickly. Wow. What a blessing. The presence of the Lord is here. I can feel the presence of the Lord. I feel His feathers, His power. The holy garments of Aaron shall be his sons after him. For what? To be anointed therein. And to be consecrated in them. Beautiful. Beautiful. Just take one. You are being turned into another man. Another. How many want to be the old man that you were? No. When he says another man, you don't have any idea. Because the way you were, not good. You are being changed to another man. Totally. 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 Nobody will be able to call you and say, this one's very Ghanaian, very Nigerian, very Liberian. What they will say is, very anointed. Very anointed. Very anointed. Very anointed. What a blessing. Very anointed. One of the greatest blessings for me is when it's not when somebody calls me Ghanaian. But anointed is more than international. You will be called anointed.
Amen.
Acts 19. Handkerchiefs and aprons and the diseases departed. Tonight, departure of devils is secured. Evil spirits are going out of your business, out of your school, out of your relationships, out of your bodies, out of your eyes, out of your liver, out of your kidneys, out of your being. In the name of Jesus, you are declared completely free of every disease in Jesus' name. Without even one day of exercise, you are declared totally, perfectly healed and whole in Jesus' name. blessing of the Lord, the healing of God is your portion. Now in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Now your father's grace. Listen. No, sit down so they finish with the buckets. I'm waiting for them. As soon as you are done, bring all the empty buckets to the front, please. I'm waiting. Everybody should just have your handkerchief quickly and bring the balance to the stage. Don't forget the people on the stage are waiting. Shando sembre calamando samandalebe. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name. Now, you are going to partake of the grace that God has placed on me from the classroom to where we are. You are going faster and faster from today in Jesus' name. Please sit down so that we can see the buckets. Can you believe that God has used me in my short life to publish over 15 million books? If you even times $10, it's $150 million. Yeah. Books. Yeah. What cannot be done by a Ghanaian will be done by you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace. I can feel this mighty presence. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace. I feel the brush of angels' wings, and I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place.
Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place.
I can see His mighty power
and His grace.
I feel the brush of angels' wings.
I see glory.
Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I feel the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence.
Receive the grace of God.
Of the Lord.
What a Ghanaian cannot do, you shall do it in Jesus' name. What your background cannot achieve, you will achieve it in Jesus' name. Whatever confines you and restricts you is snapped open today in Jesus' name. You are released to become a supernatural person in this life in Jesus' name. You will not be described by a country, but by the anointing of the Lord that is upon your life. in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Give the Lord a mighty clap and a shout offering. Wow! God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. You may be seated. All right. Did you all get one of the handkerchiefs? Do you believe? Believe it. Believe it. Can you? We can leave this here. It's a good picture. Keep it in your mind. You know, Bible says that by faith, they obtained a good report, like by believing. Yes. So, believe things. Don't look at me. If you want to understand the anointing, look at the old videos. The oldest video of the church you can get and watch them. Do you see? If there are any, in pictures. And you will believe in the anointing. But you say that this is turning to this. How is it possible? Yeah. It says you shall be turned into another man. You shall be turned into another man. One day somebody arrested someone illegally. And I took my phone and I called. I said, I want to speak to the person who is arresting. You know, and when they heard that I was the one calling, they started to stammer and make excuses why they shouldn't be worried. You know, and I was surprised at the response just to the fact that I was calling just to ask, why have you arrested my church member without a legal good reason? A day is coming where, although it seems even you are nothing, your voice alone and the mention of you will bring about a change. In Jesus' name. Amen. Do you believe it?
I believe it.
Do you believe it?
I believe it.
As you go home, what makes you cry? Hey. It has lost its power over you. I said, what makes you cry? It has lost its power over you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Give the Lord a shout of praise. You may be seated. Let anyone who steals from the church or from anyone in church, let him be cursed. In Jesus' name. Let judgment fall on him. Let him see pepper. In Jesus' name. Amen. We are going to receive our offering quickly. Give me a basket. Wow. Put it right here. Father, thank you for the gifts and offerings that you are sowing. Bless everybody who comes to plant a seed. They will never be in need. They will have dollars to pick like mangoes of a tree, like tomatoes are harvested from the ground. They will be picking dollars. They will buy cars as though they are buying Kilewili. They will receive gifts which they have no room for. They will never be in need. and their children will be looked after perfectly to the very end. In Jesus' name. This is a mighty blessing. If you believe in that, I want you to come and sow a seed. I want as many as God touches your heart to sow a seed of 100, just 100 Ghana cedis right now. I'm the one holding the basket, like John Wesley. I'm holding the basket because John Wesley held his basket with a heart to take offering. Just come and plant your seed. If you want to invest in churches, buildings, always invest in what I'm doing. I'm using all the money I can to build as many churches as possible. Is it a good thing? Yes. God bless you. And may the prayer that I prayed, I just prophesied about something. Something about mangoes. Did you hear that one? Yes. And tomatoes. Something about Kelewele. Yes. Buying a car would be like buying Kelewele. And mangoes would be like what? Dollars. You'd be plucking and picking, and it will be everywhere, and it will not be special. Now, it will not be special. Believe it. This is my church bag. God will bless you. You can give any currency. Our church is an airport. You can give any currency. We don't only use CDC. Cement is in dollar. You'll never be weak again. Yeah. Come here, let me. Hey. You'll never be weak again. Lift your hands. You'll never be weak again. Your weakness is transformed into strength. Your strength from today. God is going to use you. You'll one day be standing in a very big building. A big church. Big house. It's beautiful. God will do it. In Jesus' name. Amen. You have it. Arise and shine. Your light has come. Many of the people who are in the Bible school will one day be standing in big buildings. Yeah. Sit down, sit down. Sit down. Sit down. This is 100 Ghana cedis, please. 100 Ghana or anything in 100. Any currency, 100. God bless you. Now, you can't give 100, but you can give 100. Are you coming? Yes. According to your faith. As for me, I like to give offering when there's anointing and you have faith. Now, you don't have 100, we want to give 50 cedis. Come quickly and give it. It's all to the same thing. Church, 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 church. Church building. Building of churches. Building of churches. Building of churches. Building of churches. Shandala mama kabarandala babanda. I'm the one holding the basket. Sow your seed and be blessed. You'll pick dollars as though you are picking tomatoes in a farm. You'll pick euros and other currencies, as though you are plucking mangoes from a tree that has a lot of mangoes. In Jesus' name. No. Be healed. Be blessed. Shh. Be healed. God is healing people. God is blessing people. Jesus. Jesus. Hold her. Hold her. Just hold her. Just touch her. Hold her. She's being healed. She's being healed. Thank you. You want to give 50 cities, you need to come. It's a blessing. Power of God is here. Now, you don't have 50 cities, but you have 20 Ghana cities. I need you to rush. And I need some people to help me. One on my left, one on my right. I'm holding the basket myself. That is significant. I need basket on my left and basket on my right. Please, quickly. Don't touch me. Don't hold me, please. Please, there's a basket here. On my left and on my right. Okay. Nobody else will put anything in this basket. It's full. Move your hand away.
One more basket.
Put in this basket. You don't have 10 cities. You don't have... Is this 20? You have 10 cities. Come. 10 Ghana cities. Can I have two more baskets on the left and the right? Not too far. Not too far. All baskets should be in the front now. Bring the basket. You have 10 cities. Lord, I want to give 10 Ghana cities. Come. You don't have 10 cities. You want to give 5 Ghana cities. Come. Come quickly. We are closing.
Jesus. You're the center of my joy.
And okay, put the basket.
That's good.
No. Everybody take whatever you have to give. You want to give coins, anything, one CD, and maybe you want to give 1,000, but you didn't want people to know. You can also join them. This is the last offering. Come to the front quickly and give whatever you have to give. Quickly, very quickly. Put and go, put and go, put and go.
Jesus, you're the center of my joy, and all that's good and perfect come from you. Oh, because you're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. Oh, Jesus, you're the center of my joy. When I've lost my direction, you're the compass for my way. You're the fiery light when nights are long and cold. Through the sadness, you are the laughter that shadows all my
The baskets fear. Are not coming around at all. So if you have anything you
when
want
I'm
to give,
down and out,
all you are giving is towards church
your
buildings.
Hand is there to
if you want to know what it's for. Churches.
Oh, Lord, Jesus, you're the center of my joy. And all that's good and perfect come from you. Oh, because you're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. Jesus, center of my joy. You are why I find pleasure in the simple things in life. You are the music in the meadows and the streams. You are the voices of my children.
Everybody stand.
My family and my home. You're the source and faith.
Heavenly Father, lift your handkerchief. Father, we thank you that as we go, we have an anointed handkerchief. Just as it was in Acts chapter 19 and verse 12. Thank you. Let the miracle of the anointed garment, mantle, handkerchief, apron be our miracle. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And everyone said, Amen. Many blessings have been spoken. Believe them and you shall receive it. This week, as we are fasting from Tuesday to Friday, I wish you John 14, verse 14. John 14, 14. If you ask anything in my name, I'll do it. I will do it. Receive it.
Receive it.
In Jesus' name. Are you ready to go home? What else do you want? Sit down. This song is about Jesus. This song is about Jesus Christ. It speaks of the miracles that he did. How they brought the sick and threw them at his feet. And how all kinds of problems were brought to Jesus. And all kinds of problems in your life are bowing to the name of Jesus. This was the prophecy of Malachi. To you who fear my name. Do you fear his name? So it's not to everybody. It's to those who fear his name. The Son of Righteousness will come with healing in his wings. Amen.
Come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. They came to hear him and to be healed. He cast out the spirits with his words, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet Malachi and Isaiah. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with himself took our infirmity and he bore all our sicknesses away. Jesus went about all Galilee healing so many diseases. They brought the sick with diverse torments, lunatics whom Satan had oppressed, those who were maimed, those who had the palsy. Oh, and Jesus healed them all. But unto you, took our infirmity and he washed all our sicknesses away. Mm. great multitudes came unto him, having with them those who were lame, those who were blind, the deaf and the dumb, and many, many who were crippled. They threw them down at the feet of Jesus. Oh, he laid his hands on every one of them. But unto you that bear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. For he himself took our infirmity, yeah, and he bore all our sicknesses away. His hands on every single one of them, and he healed them by his mighty power. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing. He himself took our infirmity, and he washed all our sins. But unto you that bear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing. Took our infirmity, and he bore all our sicknesses away.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books and other resources by Dyckerwood Mills, please visit our website at www.dyckerwoodmills.org. God richly bless you.